why they call him the African Giant. That's right, Burna Boy and Fall Out Boys. Yes, they made a song together in 2018. One of my favorite songs of all times. Good morning. How are you doing? It's Diffuse 984 with myself and Moira. And I was telling you all about a special guest that we do have in studio. It's all about e-bikes. And I have so many questions because there's a study that came out just yesterday that has piqued my interest. But before all of that, we are talking to Jorgs Borgo, who is the CEO of e-bikes. E-Bike Africa, to be exact, a Kenyan electric bicycle company that is changing how people and goods move around African cities. Now, E-Bikes Africa makes a high-quality electric bicycle that enhances mobility, improves health, and boosts income and the economic environment that we are living in right now. Now, it's beyond just the bikes as well. He also helps out with when it comes to conversations on financing models, mobility, technology, data, and sustainability. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you for having me, Annie.
All right, so now I do need to know, what is an e-bike? What's the difference between me just pedaling and an electric bike?
So an electric bicycle is a bike that has a motor and a battery. They come in different shapes and sizes, but ours in particular has an option where when you pedal, it has a sensor that pushes you forward 10 times over. It also has a throttle in case you're switching over from a motorbike. So if you have like health problems and you need an easy way to get around, then you can also use a throttle. And if you want to exercise, you can also put everything off and use it like a normal bicycle.
Right. And we're seeing a huge movement when it comes to sustainability, technology, and health as well, which is fantastic. I want to know, what inspired you to create E-Bikes Africa?
So the cost of transport in African cities is really high, and a lot of routes are based on distance and the shortest way there. So I was looking for a way where people could move around affordably, something that didn't require a driving license, and something where you could park it in your house. You don't need a third-party charging station. You can plug it into any three-pin socket. And something that's cheaper than a Buddha. And the thing that ticked all of these boxes was a bicycle, and an electric bicycle in particular. So that's how we came up with E-Bikes Africa.
Fantastic. I know Fuse is a huge biking community, by the way. We even have some people in the office who are huge bikers, which is great. So we're going to be talking about them in just a bit and how this can help them out. But before all of that, I do have a question when it comes to sustainability and the truth behind it. Now, a study came out yesterday that e-cars, electric vehicles, actually are causing more harm to the environment and more toxins in the environment. When it comes to e-bikes, electric bikes, and also, what is your opinion when it comes to the toxins that are, you know, being under this sustainability umbrella?
So that's one of the main reasons we were looking for something lightweight. Our bikes weigh only 25 kgs, and they're able to carry 150 kilos. So Buddhas weigh around 150, cars weigh tons. So bicycles are really effective when it comes to weight ratio to the battery that carries you around. The bikes also save a load of carbon emissions, around two tons per annum.
Wow.
Compared to motorbikes. Yeah.
Okay, now to bring it back to the beginning as well. So let's say I'm going to be honest about myself right now. I don't know how to ride a bike. So if I just sit on the bike, is it just going to pedal for me, or like it's still the same movement?
Absolutely. You can sit on it and it'll pedal for you.
This is fantastic. This has made my day. If you have any questions, please do send them on the Fuse 984 Facebook, Instagram, and X. I have so many more questions coming your way. That's right. It is Capital FM, your best mix of music. It's Anne Mora here. We're talking all about E-Bikes Africa. Electronic bikes are coming to Africa, and I love to see it. I love when people talk about sustainability, when they talk about health as well, because your health is your wealth, and we do that quite a bit here. But then it gets even more better when it comes to technology. So let's speak about the technology of E-Bikes Africa. Now, charging ports, you know, because this is quite a new concept in Africa in general, and electricity can be a little bit shaky in some countries. So how can we charge our e-bikes, and is it effective? How effective is it?
So our bicycles can charge at any three-pin socket, and we've worked hard to make sure that is available for everybody. We're also working on a solar option that's coming soon. The bicycles use electricity. They charge as much electricity as your laptop. So about 25 shillings worth of electricity, and that takes you for 80 kilometers. So yeah, it's super, super cheap. If you're commuting to work a distance of say 10 kilometers, town to Nakumatt Junction, then a whole week will cost you around 50 shillings.
That's brilliant. And then you're getting healthy in the process as well.
Exactly.
Speaking about health, the most I know about bikes are the ones, you know, in the gym, the ones that don't really move. Now, maybe you can explain to me, when you're on the bike, as you set the resistance on there, and what tough terrains can it go on?
So yeah, the bike can go anywhere. Our bikes come fitted with an extra protection layer, so you can, you know, go to Karura, go hiking and have a blast. You can also enjoy the city streets, anywhere that's paved. When it comes to resistance, you can set, it has 5 different levels of resistance, so you can set your resistance for you. Also, it has a max speed of 45 kilometers per hour. So you're as fast as a boarder, but safer. You can use cycling lanes, etc.
All right, so these are all good things. Yeah. Let's talk about the challenges, though. Because in reality, it's a new concept. You know, people take time, especially when it comes to the technology. People take time. So what are some of the challenges that you've faced and seen bringing this concept to Africa?
The main challenge has been awareness. There's a huge awareness problem in Africa when it comes to cycling. A lot of people equate cycling to poverty. Also, another issue has been the cost, because our bikes retail for about 100,000 shillings, $750. But people are slowly coming to realize that this is actually great value for money. And a lot of delivery riders are switching from motorbikes to bicycles. Also, a lot of people who commute are switching, because within like 3 months, a bicycle pays for itself. So awareness has been a big hurdle, but slowly that's starting to change.
I think that's great. For me, I was also thinking about the safety element as well, because I love walking. That's my thing. And it's quite hard to find bike paths at the moment. In certain areas, yes, you can find them. But that's been really interesting to me. Now, when it comes to getting opportunities for work, can you pay off the bike slowly, or it's just a one-time payment and then you go forth and prosper? What happens there?
Yeah, we have different options. You can buy the bike outright. Also, you can pay for it in installments, daily, weekly, or monthly. We also have a saving option where you can save for the bike and actually get a discount to your purchase the quicker you pay. Yeah, those are the three options we have so far.
And maybe you can describe the design, because I know, you know, this is theater of the mind. You can't really see it, but maybe you can describe what exactly do the bikes look like as well, and age limit that can operate the bikes.
So, yeah, for everyone listening on radio, the bikes are 27.5-inch bikes. That's a standard size when it comes to bicycles. So we made it that size so that both ladies and men in Kenya could use it. They also look matte gray, like Dark Knight Rises. And they have a very well-cushioned seat, very well-cushioned with aeration in the middle. And yeah, they look really bad.
Yeah, I love that. And what is the age range that can use operate the bike? Do you have like tricycles as well? Are there electric bike tricycles?
So yeah, we are working on a kids version of our bike. Right now, from 16 all the way up to 60, and when you're buying it for your kids, teenagers, you can also set a speed limit on the bike so that they're safe. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we teach everyone how to do that from the beginning.
Right, fantastic. I want to hear from you as well, because I know we do have a great cycling community. There's a bunch of cyclists, as I mentioned earlier, in our office as well. What has been some of the challenges that you face, and then how can e-bikes actually help you? And what more would you like to know? You can let me know on Facebook, Instagram, and X. But for now, let's get the news and then back to the fuse. Man, there's so much that happens behind the scenes that I want you to know and see. It is a Fuse 984, myself and Maura. How are you doing today? Let me know. Are you a cyclist? Are you actually getting into more fitness as well? Or you're looking for a business opportunity that's cost effective? Then you are in the right place, because we've got the right information for you. To be exact, I've got the CEO of eBikes Africa, George Mbogwa, who's giving us more information about what eBikes are. Now, behind the scenes, you're going to see Rick. You're going to see the video come out. And he was talking all about how he is a true cyclist, right? And there was a back and forth conversation going on about pricing and fuel, which I found quite interesting. So Rick, real quick, you spend how much on like fuel a month? Four to five thousand shillings, and you're on a motorbike. And then you were saying, though, when it comes to eBikes Africa, how much would you spend on gas or petrol or fuel?
So on his commute, he would spend 200 shillings.
Come on.
For the whole month.
That's brilliant. I was also talking to Angela behind the scenes as well. And if you don't know, Angie is a fantastic fashionista and makes amazing garments, but she is literally ferrying herself back and forth constantly. But you found a way to give people job opportunities and kind of cancel out the middleman, so it'd be easier for Angela to create her product and people to collect their products with so much ease. Meanwhile, someone gets a job. And maybe you can walk me through how this is helping people and the economy as well when it comes to eBikes Africa.
So we understand the upfront cost of bicycles might be a bit of a hurdle, where people are paying 100,000 for a bicycle. So we created a service for businesses where you can pay a fixed fee of 2,000 shillings and you get a trained delivery rider who comes to your door at 9 a.m. He does unlimited deliveries for you all the way to 7 p.m. And you get access to his GPS position on your phone, on your laptop. You can batch orders, and he'll receive them remotely. Mm. What's more, The riders are also empowered. We give them a salary, a fixed salary by the end of the week. And also we save towards them owning their bike. So every rider on our network gets to own their bike in 10 months.
This is brilliant. I want to also include what comes in for free. Warranty for 1 year, GPS tracker as well, GPS tracking as well. So you don't lose. I've lost some food orders along the way, so this would help me out so much. You also get bicycle locks, bicycle lights as well for your safety, reflective vest and jackets, repair toolkit, full face helmet as well, which looks so cool. So cool. A 1 year free service quarterly as well, spare keys, a DIY guide, and so much more. Now, I did want to know from you, can you share maybe some of the success stories that you've seen and what you've done as well with this experience so far?
So one story we love talking about is a delivery rider who switched from his motorbike to our bicycle, and he came back to us and he's like, my friends are laughing at me because I left a motorbike and now I'm riding a bicycle, but me and my wallet, we're laughing at them. So riders on our bicycle earn much more than riders on motorbikes. And I think gone are the days where you order a burger and fries and it's delivered on a 150-kilo motorbike. You know, makes no sense.
Right. And maintenance, let's talk maintenance. Yeah. How often is the maintenance done or necessary? And where do you go? Because, you know, cars have their places, their homes, their shops. But e-bikes are quite new and different. Where do you go?
So we offer maintenance for our bikes every month. And we have partnered with bicycle shops around the country. So every shop we partner with, we train their staff on how to do maintenance, how to handle error codes, etc., how to assemble the bikes. So you can buy a bike in Kisumu and ride it to Diani, and it'll be serviced in Diani. So we have right now about 8 outlets where you can get your bike serviced, and you don't have to worry about spare parts because we have more than 500 bikes in the country right now.
Okay, and I want to know from you personally, how often do you use e-bikes, Africa?
So I cycle actually quite often. I'm the number one brand ambassador, of course. And I cycle about 10 kilometers one way to work and 10 kilometers back. And I do that about 5 times a week.
Okay. Yeah. Brilliant. I have so many more questions coming your way as well, but you can send me your questions. We're going to be getting to them in just a bit. Rick, are you convinced? I mean, from 4K to 200 shillings, that's a pretty good deal. I'm going to be telling you how you can get yourself an e-bike, Africa, as well in just a bit. It's The Fuse at 984. So much banter happening behind the scenes. My gosh, let me start by saying I am sold what you're selling. I'm sold for multiple reasons, and I'll give you those reasons in just a bit. But something actually really piqued my interest that you need to know all about. First of all, ride now, pay later. I think this is a brilliant concept that helps a lot of people move forward in this tough economic times. You know what I mean? They might be wanting to start their delivery company, but they don't have the means and the transportation to do so. This is a great way, and then you get fit in the process as well. That's number one of the reasons why I'm sold on e-bikes Africa. Now, what is going on? Deposit 10,000 shillings and 279,000 shillings daily for 18 months. That's great. 377 daily for 12 months, or you can deposit 5,000 shillings and then 292 shillings daily for 18 months, or 395 shillings daily for 12 months as well. I'll be giving you the information on how you can do that by sending your full name, ID, phone number, and email to a specific number in just a second. But for now, I am talking to Georges Boga, to be exact, the CEO of eBikes Africa. I wanted to know from you, where do you see the future of electronic bikes Africa going? What do you see for the future?
So the future of transport in Africa is going to be bicycles, in my opinion. And I think the future is already here. We face a lot of congestion, a lot of air pollution. Right now, our roads are already full. The government literally builds a road, and there's traffic there tomorrow. So it's time for us to go a bit small, to go green, use bicycles as a means of transport, and go the European route. Some cities have got this correct, and it works there. It works in a lot of places, and Africa is definitely going to be a frontier.
Right. You've given me a lot of perspective to think about as well. And something very interesting that's come up, because I was thinking about my own stigma when I think about electronic bikes. I thought it was for either a certain class of people or a certain race, to be exact. Let's be honest, like, you know, maybe from Amsterdam, because they're always cycling. But you've given me the idea that, yes, actually, this is a great business venture as well, because you are the one who's in charge of, you know, your miles, your hours, your time. And at the same time, it's cost effective, because, I mean, that 4,000 shillings to 200 shillings on on cost on fuel is brilliant. So if you don't know, basically, if you take a motorbike, let's say, that's going to cost you 4,000 shillings each and every month. But if you're using eBike Africa, it's just going to cost you 200 shillings. Now, what I was thinking about, though, is charging. And when it comes to riding your bike, let's say I'm on Waiyaki Way and I didn't charge it overnight fully, you know what I mean? What happens then if my bike goes off? What do I do?
So you can... Our battery comes with a fast charge capability where if your battery is empty and you plug it into a socket, it'll charge to 25% in half an hour. So that's an easy way you can get on the road quickly. You can also call us and we'll send somebody with a battery replacement for you. Get wherever you need to go. We'll charge your battery for you and we'll get it back to you tomorrow. Yeah, at a very small fee. Yeah.
Great. And Rick, now he is our resident cyclist in studio, has also been giving us a lot of questions behind the scenes that I think we need to talk about, especially when it comes to servicing. How often should it be serviced? Do you do that? And how much is it going to cost?
So service costs, you service the bike every quarter. We recommend every quarter. For our delivery riders, we do it every month. And service costs as low as 200 shillings depending on the state of the bike. And a lot of these parts are very affordable. The price is the same as the price at any other bicycle shop. And instead of changing oil filters and, you know, oil and grease, we're dealing with, wiring. We're dealing with, like, really affordable costs. Mm-hmm. Also want to bring us back to the question of the accessibility of these bikes and thinking about them from the European perspective. So China is a huge producer of electric bicycles. And last year alone, they did 40 million electric bicycles. The year before that, they did 36 million. Before that, 33. So it's not a question of if, it's a question of when. And in Africa, we've been able, as eBikes Africa, to produce bicycles that are really affordable. A bike like ours in the EU costs 2,600 euros. And here we're producing it at $750. So we've been able to make them really affordable for the everyday person. And if you're spending more than 400 a day on transport, then you definitely should take an e-bicycle.
Wow, perfect. Some of your questions as well, let's get into it in just a second. Well, right now, actually. So when it comes to operating the bikes and putting it together, if you haven't heard about this company, and everyone knows about this company, but if you don't, IKEA is notorious for having so many bits and pieces and things get lost, and it's so hard to put it together. When it comes to eBikes Africa, is it an IKEA type of situation, or do you just come, does the bike come fully done, or do you do that for us at the house or at work? How does it come together?
So we have two options. You can get the bike and in a DIY kind of state. It comes, everything comes in the box with a booklet that shows you exactly how to do it. It's a great pastime, something you can do with the family, with the kids, around a table. And it takes you about 2 to 3 hours to assemble the whole bike. Alternatively, if you like out-of-the-box ready things, then you can also request for a fully assembled bike and we'll bring it to you within 2 hours.
Brilliant. And last but not least, how long is delivery time for the bike? I order now, is it like 3 to 5 months or days or
So if
hours?
You order now, you'll have it at 2 p.m. Yeah. Yes.
Oh my gosh. Okay, I'm sold. Again, I have to say, I am absolutely sold. So listen up, Buttercup. Here it is. Ride now, pay later. I think this is a great offer for you and your family. And even just for your business as well. Cut the middleman. Make sure you're fully in charge because you're going to get amazing options and deals. So when it comes to the ride now, pay later here, deposit 10,000 shillings right now. And then you can pay monthly per month, 18 months, that's 279 shillings. Or for 12 months, 377 shillings. Or you can do a deposit of 5,000 shillings and then 299 shillings for 18 months and 395 shillings for 12 months. And the number I was telling you, you're going to send your full name, ID, phone number, and email to is 0746531414. It's all about a green today as well, which I absolutely love to see. Thank you so much for giving us all of this information. I do want to know from you, by the way, how can people reach you on social media? Because I can see on Twitter, someone's trying to get the bikes in Kilifi and they have begged me to find out.
So you can find us on Twitter, eBikes Africa. We have a green logo. You can also find us on Instagram, on LinkedIn at eBikes Africa. You can also find us on phone at 0746531414.
What I'm going to do is make it so much more easier and post this all on our social media as well as tag it. The video is going to come out so you can see all of that information as well. I do want to say thank you so much to Georges Borgwa as well, the CEO of eBikes Africa, a Kenyan electric bicycle company that is changing how people and goods are moved around African cities. Now, eBikes Africa makes high-quality electric bicycles that enhance mobility, improve health, and boost income and economic opportunities for you, your business, and your riders as well. Now, beyond that, he is a champion in discussing mobility, financing models, and the intersection of technology, data, and sustainability. There is one more question that has come in, but we do need to get the news, and then back to the fuse. And I'm meant to tell you the weather, it's hot outside, carry a sweater, but at the same time, carry an umbrella and put some sunscreen. But that's not the question. I have the really important question before you go, I want to catch you. This actually came in from Peter, a man called Peter, family friend of mine. Hi, Peter. I want to know about persons of disability and eBikes Africa. How is it possible, if you're a person of disability, to use eBikes Africa?
Yes, it is. Our bicycles are really accessible. The fact that you don't have to pedal is a huge plus, whether you have health issues, like issues with your legs, diabetes, etc. Feel free to try them out, because it has a throttle and it has a pedal assist. So any energy you put in, the bicycle pushes you 10 times forward.
Okay.
So that's a huge plus for people who have health issues.
This is great.